The Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 30 to 31. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." As we examine God's purpose for family, we will agree that God's plan for the family is to be a reflection of His love and a source of blessing to the world. A family rooted in the Christian faith emphasizes love, unity, and service as a reflection of God's love. Family members are encouraged to honor one another, obey God's commandments, and live according to Christian values. Ultimately, this will build strong family bonds that reflect God's image and purpose. The first principle is to promote love and unity, love being the foundation of Jesus' command to love one another is central to a Christian family. This love should be the same for all and unconditional, mirroring God's love for His children. Families are encouraged to be united in their faith and practice, seeking to live together as a family, reflecting the unity of the church. Parents are encouraged to be good examples for their children, demonstrating Christian values in their words and actions. The commandment to honor your father and mother is a fundamental principle in a Christian family. This includes obedience and respect, as well as providing for their needs. Families are encouraged to live according to God's word, which includes principles of honesty, integrity, and compassion, and to promote obedience and reverence for God and one another. They are also encouraged to pray together, seeking God's guidance and strength as a family. In the end, each family member's purpose is to fear God and keep His commandments, ultimately to bring Him the glory He so rightly deserves. We are to seek His kingdom first as individuals, and teach our families to do the same. We are to grow in Christ and be witnesses to the world. We are to stand united in Christ to worship Him and enact His will. We are called to be a light in a dark world, demonstrating the transforming power of faith and love. We become part of another family, the church, which is God's family, when we accept Jesus as our Savior and Lord. The same principles apply in this new family, and it is the family that will endure forever, for we will spend eternity worshiping the Lord with our church family. Yes, we are all born into a family, yet what matters in the end is to have been born again into the family of God. The Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 3 says, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." May I invite you to join us next week.